Hello listeners, this is Matthew. I'm going to try an experiment here with the Ask an Atheist Anything podcast. Well, not really an experiment, it's a new series that I'd like to try. It's going to be just me for maybe around about the next 8 to 10 minutes, depending on how long I talk for. It's a bit shoot from the hip, freestyle talking, if you catch my drift, rather than the roundtable and back and forth discussions that we've had on the other podcasts. The other point of this kind of show, this new series of short episodes, is literally that they're short, that they're less off putting to people who look at podcasts in the feed, which are an hour, 2 hours, or even longer. So I'm going to call this series Baby Bites because they're short episodes. They take an answer that, or rather a question that might be asked of any atheist, might even be something that I've seen recently, and just tackle it very briefly, very succinctly, and hopefully those who are listening will be prompted by follow-up questions or even for clarifications, and we can use any of that feedback to make a more in-depth episode. So with Baby Bites number one, what I want to try and address is a question that I see quite a lot, not just to myself but to other atheists, is are we open, or am I open, to the possibility that the claims of Christianity could be true? And this was touched on briefly in the most recent round table episode that Andrew and I did with David and Dale from Skeptics and Seekers, when we were talking about the possibility, or the probability numbers, of accepting Christianity. So, the answer to the question, am I open to the possibility that the claims of Christianity could be true? Well, I'm going to say, no, I'm not, and maybe I could be. And if you're a Christian listening to this, and your response to me saying, no, I'm not, is to immediately think, ha-ha, see, atheists are really close-minded. My maybe or possibly addendum to that should be enough to keep you listening for a little bit longer. But before I get to that, the question I want to ask you, if you're sitting there thinking that, is, well, what things are you closed to? Are you closed to the possibility that Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy could be real? Okay, silly examples, I may admit, but let's go a little bit further. Are you closed to the possibility that ghosts may exist, or the jinn, which people from which I think comes from the Muslim tradition, playful spirits, or demons? You may or may not be open to the possibility of demons, or any other kind of supernatural creature. Let's grab unicorns. Are you closed to the possibility of any of those existing? And if you're saying yes, you are close to the possibility of them existing, then you're hopefully understanding a little bit where I'm coming from when I say I'm close to the possibility of the Christian claims being true. Now, why am I closed? Well, the reason why I'm close to it is I spent several decades, probably about 3 decades, being a Christian. And when the doubts came in and came hard enough, I spent approximately 3 years deeply questioning those doubts, challenging the beliefs that I held. The beliefs that I did hold changed subtly over those 3 years, but I spent 3 years challenging and questioning my Christian beliefs. And one of the biggest questions and challenges that I faced over that 3 year period of questioning was the ultimate existence of God. And to basically cut what was quite a frustrating, painful, traumatic even experience, I eventually landed on the answer that God couldn't or probably didn't exist. And partly that was because in those 3 years, in all that questioning and doubting that I did, I pleaded to God, I beseeched God to show me a sign, to give me some comfort. And that never came. So I had to come to a point where I had to make a decision. I had to decide, do I just accept that I'm not going to get that and continue in faith? And over the decades of being a Christian, I had seen people take that position and it never looked a comfortable position. I see people suffer terribly with mental anguish, suffer terribly with doubt, really, really struggle. And it wasn't a pleasant thing to see. And I didn't want to condemn myself to that kind of mental anguish. So I took the other option. God probably doesn't exist. And I genuinely think my mental health is better for it. So that's why I'm now at the position where I am not open to the Christian God existing. Because I met the challenge, I investigated, I questioned deeply and sincerely for a significant period of time, and the only option I could come to was no. Now, so there was a but. The but is, change the evidence. Give me some new evidence that I haven't looked at, new evidence that can't be explained another way, or God could give me a new experience, an experience that can't be written off any other way. That would make me reconsider my position. So there we have it, really. I hope that's made my position clear and succinct and understandable. If you have any issues with what I've said, any challenges you want to come back at me, any questions you want to ask to clarify anything, please don't hesitate. Get in touch and we'll see where the next one goes. So until the next Baby Bite comes along, happy listening. We'll be right back.